Hello, this is Miss Carol, and I'm about to read a News World article written by Max, who writes for the Rayburn Post News. And this article is dated Thursday, July 26th of 2018. And Max has drawn a picture of a bottle of wine, and it's got a skeleton face on the front of it. Ooh. And then it's got you see a picture of a person that has on a blue hat and a blue mask. And the article will explain what all that means. So let's just jump in and see what Max has to say. He says, "I'm glad I don't drink red wine. I might be glowing right now. The experts have declared that some red wine made between 2009 and 2012 could have been contaminated from the nuclear leaks in Japan during that time period. French nuclear physicists noticed the particles after testing 18 bottles of Rose and Cabernet Sauvignon. The levels were lower in the rose wines than in the red wines. Imagine, hey, honey, let's drink some wine. It's good for you, and it will help us live longer. They did say the levels were extremely low, but I'm staying away from drinking any of that stuff." The California Department of Public Health said in their statement, "There were no health and safety concerns to California residents. That is, of course, until they go walking out in the nighttime. What is that glow?" someone says while walking on the other side of the street. Signed, Max. So that's the end of the article. Well, here's what I think. I imagine that most of the wine in our country, I really don't know much about wine, but I bet it doesn't come from Japan. So I'm thinking that it's probably okay, safe to drink the wine that arrives and that goes to America. It probably doesn't contain any of these particles. And a lot of the wine, I think, is grown, the grapes are grown in America, in California or even Arizona. So one way, though, to be safe is just stay away from it and don't drink any wine. So that's what I think. What do you think? That's all for now. Bye-bye.